The pitch on the way, a swing, and there's a high fly ball that's hit into left center field. Playable, and the catch is made by Blade, and this ball game has come to an end.
Yo, Paulie!
Paulie's a great name.
Yo, Paulie!
What'd you do for Paulie? Anything?
Me, Paulie! I was responsible!
Paulie, we're here because of you!
Well, the Cardinals are in a bit of a slide right now. They have lost 8 of 11 games they have played since coming out of the All-Star break. And, it's not been very good.
And I will just add, as someone who predicted that the Cardinals will win 93 games this year, the Cardinals are going to have to go 40-17 to get to 93 wins.
Okay, well, that's just not going to happen.
That's a pretty good record.
No, that's just not going to happen. So I think that nobody was under the impression that was going to happen except for you. We are now joined on the Quiver River Electric guest line by Matt Pauly on the show now. Matt, how's it going?
It's going all right. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're fine. What's going on with this Cardinals team?
They're not scoring runs. That's the main thing right now. They pitched quite well against Cincinnati over the weekend, but they had the one game on Saturday where they had the 6-run inning and scored 7 total runs, but then they score 5 total runs over the other two games. So they're just not scoring runs right now.
And it seems to be happening against lesser opponents.
Yeah.
So, the Reds are whatever. The Angels are terrible. Arizona is a good team. I mean, that is a wild card contender. I think you can make a case for that. But it's not like they're playing the best competition. We were all worried about that stretch of games before the All-Star break against good teams. They did well there, but they are not doing well in these games against lesser opponents.
Yeah, and I would take that one step further, because up until they scored in the 10th inning yesterday, they had not scored against the Cincinnati bullpen at all over the 3 games. All the runs up until that point had come against the starters that they were facing off against, and that's a terrible bullpen. That is just a terrible bullpen that Cincinnati has, and they had held the Cardinals scoreless until the 10th inning yesterday.
Well, so what do you think it means? Is it a stretch? Is it just, is it the beginning of a collapse? What do you think's going on?
Yeah, it could be any of those things. And I'm not trying to not answer your question, but it's I leave the door open for any of that. Could this be the beginning of the end where they really fall off? If they don't win tonight, they're a 500 team. They're one game over 500 right now at 53-52. So, and this has been going on for a little while. I mean, they even you get rid of those two Braves series that they took 2 out of 3 before the All-Star break, and there were a lot of series losses in there as well. So I think it would be disingenuous for me not to leave open the possibility that this is kind of who they actually are, and this is going to continue on, and they're going to fall back, and they're going to be below 500. But do I also think that there is the possibility that they do find themselves a little bit, and they're just going through a slump right now that every team in baseball goes through over 162 games? Yeah, I leave open that possibility as well. And I'm sure a lot of people listening right now probably don't leave that possibility open quite as much. I think a lot of people think that this is just the beginning of the end. And maybe they're going to be right, maybe they're not. I don't know. I think it's impossible to just evaluate which of those two things are happening, but I think they're both very I don't think one is more probable than the other at this point.
And to this point, they have, and this could change if time goes on and things continue to deteriorate. It will change, but against teams that are 500 or better, that they've played relatively well all season. I mean, they are I think they're a game above 500 over teams that are also at or over 500. So the good teams, at least so far, they've played well against, and they are right at 500 against the bad teams this year. So it's really kind of they might be a perfect example of a mediocre team.
Yeah. 100% they are. But mediocre teams make it in the playoffs.
They can. With the extra wild card. That's the thing.
Exactly. So, but in many ways, and I've said this before, unless they're playing the Brewers, who they just don't seem to match up well against, it almost doesn't seem like it matters who they play against. If they put their best effort on the field, and effort's the wrong word, if they put their best production I'll go with that. If they are as productive as they can possibly be, they can beat just about anybody. But if they let that go at all, because the margin of error is, again, so thin, if they fall off that at all, seemingly they can, and right now they are losing to just about any team.
Yeah. So to sum it up, I feel like, is it correct to say at the beginning of the season, the Cardinals were overperforming? Right now, 3-7 in their last 10, they're slightly underperforming, and it's probably going to balance out where they're a mediocre team that will most likely just miss the playoffs.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement, Amy. I have a hard time arguing much with that. I think they're going to remain in playoff contention. I keep saying that. They keep losing games. They keep falling back. But right now, they got to get out of it. They just have to get out of whatever's going on right now with them offensively.
Well, I think it's fair. I don't think you're contradicting yourself by saying they're still in it, because, like you mentioned, just the state of the Central as well as that mediocre teams can make the playoffs. I don't think you're talking out of both sides of your mouth with that.
Okay, and they're 1.5 games out of a wild card spot right now.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, if they keep playing baseball the way they have played since the All-Star break, they will fall out of it, and they will not be. They won't be in contention. Like they do to for me to be correct that I think they at least stay in contention for a playoff spot. They do have to play better baseball than what they've been playing recently.
What do you make of Matthew Liberatore's month so far? Because he had that 5-run game where they made him wear it. He gave up the runs early in the game against the Angels. Then he had to stay out there into the sixth. Prior to that, he had a 6-inning shutout. And before that, it was, 5 innings, 3 runs. So, going back to the end of July, the end of June, he had a pretty good start at the end of June. So what do you make of what he's done? And all of this has happened after we were talking about the possibility of them just taking him out of the rotation because he was struggling really badly.
Yeah, and I still don't think that's going to happen. I think they're going to keep with him in the rotation. I think so. He, up until his last start, he had gone on a 3-game run where he had given up 5 total runs over those 3 games, and that covered 16 innings. There was 2 really good starts in there, and then there was 1 not so good start in there. He had a start against the Cubs where he gave up 4 runs in 5 innings. So not terrible, but certainly not good. If that's going to be who Matthew Liberatore is, that 3-game run where he's over every 3 games, he's maybe got 2 pretty good starts and 1, and he's given up 5 total runs over 3 games, you can take that. So then he goes and has his last performance against the Angels, and like you mentioned, 5 1/3 innings, gives up 5 runs on 9 hits, but he gives up every single one of those runs in the single inning. So the big inning comes back to get him. And that seems to be a problem for him. After the game, Oliver Marmol said that first inning, everything was off. He wasn't synced up. His body wasn't, mechanically he was wrong. Pitch shape, spin, like everything was wrong with Matthew Liberatore in that first inning. And then he was able to lock in after that. That was also the first time he had pitched in 10 days. He went from July 11th to July 21st. So I think what you're trying to figure out there, and we'll see what it looks like moving forward for Liberatore, but I think, to be fair, you do have to leave open the possibility that after not pitching for a week and a half and he comes out and has a bad first inning, that it was all mechanical, and actually what Liberatore had done over the previous 3 games was totally legitimate, and every single pitcher at some point in time kind of goes through that where mechanics are just wacky and it looks bad. But at the same time, all season long, Liberatore has had problems with the big inning. So you also have to leave open the possibility that what we saw in the last start was just a continuation of who he's been all season long, and it wasn't connected to the week and a half off, and it wasn't a fluky type thing, that's who he is, and it's just a continuation. So I am kind of talking out both sides of my mouth right now, but I think this is how you have to evaluate things, because I don't totally know what the answer is on that last start, if that first inning, again, was a continuation, or if it was something that was was a little bit different. That's why his next start, I think, means so much, because maybe that starts to tell the story a little bit more.
So the Cardinals have had a couple of minor transactions. They put Joel Pozo on waivers. He got claimed by Baltimore. Scott Blewett is now with the A's. They did a deal with the A's for some cash. So it's not like nothing significant has happened, but the trade deadline is a week from today. So how you feeling now?
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to go by in any type of major way right now. And I think that they're going to try to maximize some return on some guys if they can. I don't think it's just going to be a straight 100% sell-off, but I think it's going to be closer to that than the other. Could something change between now and August 3rd? Sure. But I don't think this team has shown anything here lately. I would like to see I would maybe like to see them go get some relief help just to help them stay afloat and survive the rest of the way, because that bullpen right now is really, really struggling and having a hard time holding leads and giving multiple innings and all that sort of stuff. So I think it's going to be closer to a nothing burger than anything else, but I would expect that the Cardinals do maybe move some guys and get some more pieces for the future.
Yeah, I think any additions are... This is definitely not the team to go out of your way to bolster it for a playoff run. It just isn't. And the thing is, you don't really have to worry about the fan base's reaction. It's not like Cardinals fans are going to go, how did you not go out there and do something? They're not. They're just, I think they fully understand what this team is. And even if they get to September and they're still in the picture, like I think you and I are both kind of in line on that, I think they could still be in that playoff conversation late into the season. Even then, if you revise history, look back and go, they should have done something in the deadline, no one's going to say that. Nobody's going to say, look at them, they're a half game out of a wild card. They should have picked somebody up at the deadline. I don't think you're going to hear any Cardinals fans say that.
You'll hear it a little bit. The no one, I think I disagree with you.
You know what I mean. You know what I mean, buddy.
But, I mean, yeah. I hear it. I do the post-game show.
There's always one guy.
I wouldn't call it even a vocal minority, but there are a group of people out there that truly believe right now that this team needs to do everything in their power to make it into the postseason.
Let me talk to them.
No matter what. And because they take this approach that, well, you know, once you get in, anything can happen. Mm-mm. And I push back on that. I think you build this organization as a way to try to get a roster that looks like a legit World Series roster as soon as possible. That doesn't mean you're not trying to get to the playoffs this year. That means you do nothing. You do absolutely nothing that could mortgage the future at all. You don't trade a single guy who could maybe be an important part of this team moving forward. And, Ron, there are people out there that do still do not want to hear that.
Yeah, well, there are some people you just can't take seriously ever. Hey, there's a, you know something, I believe this, there is the Cardinals team that won 83 games and won a World Series, it's one of the best things to ever happen to them and one of the worst simultaneously, because winning 83 games, going on to a World Series title, empowers people to believe that, hey, look at this, this can happen, while completely forgetting that team was awesome. That was a really damn good roster that got healthy at the right time. That was not some bum ass roster that they dragged all the way to the championship. That's not what that was.
No, it's not. Go look at you make a great point. Go look at that roster and go look at the guys that were getting healthy, and I think they always believed that they could go on a run. Same thing with the Blues and the Stanley Cup run. I hear it every year from people. If it's not going well, think about the Stanley Cup year and the run they went on. Like, that's hope is not a strategy, and looking back at those teams and what they did, it's all about being hopeful.
Matt, I just have to say, though, for 99% of my life, hope is my only strategy. That's all I got.
That's all you have. Yeah. That's okay.
All right.
Hope is good.
So you could be the outlier, Amy. Hope can be your strategy.
It's all I have. Don't take it from me, Matt.
Matt Pauly has Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock, pregame show at 5:50, and then 6:45, Cardinals-Cubs at Busch Stadium. Goodbye, Matt.
Goodbye.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
I'm serious about that 83-win team.
Yeah, that's
it's
really
almost,
good point.
It's almost like I'm obviously you'll take a World Series anytime, but also it instilled this false belief that you can be a totally mediocre team. That was not an 83-win team on paper. It just wasn't. That was a very, very good team. They got healthy and they won. It's not like this team with a couple of good players on it winning a whole thing.
And hope is I go into every race going, you know what? Maybe a very mediocre person can go to the Olympics.
Oh, no. We have a Cracker Barrel update?
Yeah.
I can't wait to find out what this is next on KMOX.